Ryan in Belfast. Morning, Ryan.
How you doing, Steve?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Stephen, look, I'll tell you what it is. I mean, the bottom line in all this is that this is about profit. Everything else is a red herring. I noticed the minister and someone else had mentioned about the national living wage. That's nothing to do with this. It's a smokescreen. It's all about profit. It's not even about care of these very vulnerable individuals, such as my grandmother, who's in a home over in East Belfast run by Four Seasons. And I have to say this, by the way, the staff are absolutely excellent. They're very, very good over there. The difficulty is this is about profit. Those companies aren't simply in this for anything else other than that. It's only the like of the NHS that truly cares about the patient's well-being in this. And as I say, I wanted to say that the staff are really good. The problem I have here is that my father got a letter yesterday. The company had paid over £6 for this to be sent. It was sent to the wrong address. It was also sent to the wrong person. It was only through the grace of the lady down the street popping this through her letterbox.
Unbelievable.
That they actually got this. So they prepared
Unbelievable.
To pay £6 for this letter to come through the door. Oh, by the way, you've now up to February to find somewhere else. Sorry about that. And I noticed someone else on your show there had said, we actually were due to go to the meeting on Thursday night. Someone else has said they've already been on the meeting. They've already been at the meeting yesterday, and they basically said that, we can't answer any of your questions, but we're rushing out to another meeting. Now, that's not good enough. That's not good enough by any stretch of the imagination. My grandmother has end-stage Alzheimer's, and as far as we're concerned, I mean, she requires constant round-the-clock care. What is going to happen to obviously my grandmother and obviously the thousands of other people affected, and also the staff involved here as well? I mean, we've talked about staff shortages and money shortages. It is all about money, but the fact is Four Seasons would not be closing if this was a profitable enterprise. It's just what they can do for the basic...
And so therefore, Ryan, maybe families need to be prepared to pay more.
Families already do pay more in relation to income tax. You know, that's the whole point here. We're already paying for this service. The problem is these private companies bleed the money out of the system and use it. You know,
well, you call it bleed. You call it bleed. They call it profit. They're independent companies.
Well,
they're entitled to try to make a profit.
Stephen, same difference. So it is bleed profit. I mean, that's the reality of it. But I mean, we wouldn't even be talking about the national living wage here, for example, if you know those staff were actually paid correctly in the first place. It's not as if the profit goes back into the care of the actual care homes. That's not the whole point of making a profit.
What impact is this having on your family, Ryan, in the run up to Christmas?
Well, what this is going to have, I mean, let's be honest, these homes aren't cheap anyway. You can be paying upwards of $2,000 a month. The remain in one of these homes, and the impact that this is going to have is that we're now going to, and it was very difficult, I have to say, to actually look for a viable home once we found out my grandmother, who's actually 94, by the way, has this disease in the first place, to find a suitable specialist care home to look after her in the first place. We're going to have to go through that whole process again, and it's very worrying. And she's been in there for 2 years now, and she's settled. She's aware of people around her, to an extent. And it's not even so much us. It's difficult for us, but it's going to be absolutely horrendous for her to move to a new environment.
Yeah, I remember covering a story, I think it was a couple of years ago, about the impact that closing care homes can have on elderly people. And, you know, there's no way for me to beat about the bush about this, Ryan. You know, there is an increase in mortality rates if the process isn't handled properly.
Absolutely.
And that's actually what we're dealing with here. We are dealing with a life-threatening situation for some of our elderly residents if this is not done properly. And indeed, even if it is done properly, the very process of moving people at that age has shown to have an effect on mortality rates.
Absolutely, Stephen. I completely agree. And it's something that's first and foremost in our minds. It's not even a question of, you know, it's her well-being. That's the main thing. But that seems to have been removed from this entire process. You know, from listening to the minister there, it's almost as if he's saying, well, people are living longer. We'll just have to deal with that. I mean,
well, now is that fair? He said that he understands the trauma and he's going to do his very, very best. Is that fair on Simon Hamilton?
Well, put it this way,
he's done a lot more than four seasons have done. He's come on, he's spoken to y'all.
Well, yes, that's absolutely a fair point, but you have to ask the question, you know, I mean, given the recent issues up at Stormont, you know, is he going to be there for much longer? Is he in, out? I mean, that's the type of thing we're dealing with here. So, excuse me.
Well, that in-out policy has stopped now, hasn't it?
Well, absolutely. But excuse me if I don't have much faith in anything that he actually says, given his recent track record. You know, so I don't know whether that's fair as well. But you know, that's just the feeling at the moment.
I wonder how many of the rest of us listening to this today, forget about individual families who have loved ones in care homes. I wonder, you know, are we prepared to pay more tax generally to fund things like this? Like, you know, we don't have water rates in Northern Ireland. There's one example. So there's money that could be an income to Northern Ireland that government is choosing not to implement. And yes, that means we all don't pay water rates, but money, revenue to the government could be used, couldn't it? Ryan, thank you. Morning to you.